And welcome back to Coast with our dear friend Doc Wallach, talking about helping your pets and yourself, of course. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. 1-855-949-7234 is the number to call for assistance. Next hour, we talk about angels as we slowly move toward Christmas. Well, I shouldn't say slowly. It's almost here, isn't it? I've got a lot of email questions. Tom has your text and tweets as well. And your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, as we're talking about supplementing your pets and also yourself, of course. And we'll get to your calls. He's with us this hour. Doc, I've got tons of emails in. Let me read one from Alan. Okay. It says, my wife has asthma. For the last few months, she's been having weeping eyes, itchy, painful red eyes, no nose drainage, antihistamines, both pill and eye drops have no effect on her. We've got an air purifier. She's had two attacks. One lasted a week and stopped, and then 10 days ago she had another attack. Now, about this time we started, we had a three-month-old cat, now 8 months old. We've had cats for the last 40 years, usually two to four at a time. Question here, is it true that some cats have a higher level of allergen that people react to? Is there a nutritional way to reduce that? And he doesn't say whether in the cat or the human.
Okay. Well, first of all, when somebody has asthma, this is caused by nutritional deficiency of a single class of nutrients. And it's a big, clumsy nutrient, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. But invariably, the people who are going to get asthma attacks, of course, we don't know if she has skin problems and bowel problems, all that other kind of stuff that goes along with it. They have a gluten intolerance. And so what she has to do is give up all the bad stuff. No fried foods, get rid of all the inflammation. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. That's deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, that kind of stuff. She also needs to stay away from oils, olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, sausage, and cooking oils. Get rid of the acrylamides, the various kind of inflammatory products that go along with those oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, seltzers, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. And then she needs one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to give her everything she needs for all her systems, including those nutrients that are missing when you have asthma. And this can turn around very quickly. You get people with life-threatening asthma. I had one pastor, Pastor Crevelo Dollar from Atlanta, Georgia. He has, this goes back to 1991, had an 11-and-a-half-year-old daughter. Emory University told him she was going to die before she was 12.
Oh, geez.
She was not responding to the maintenance medication or emergency medication for asthma. We put her on a gluten-free diet, gave her the 90, and in 2 weeks' time, he calls and says, Doc, she's cured. Of course, Emory University told him she'd be dead within a couple of weeks. Okay, now it's 30 years later, almost. She is a beautiful young woman, and she was supposed to be dead before she was 12, just by getting rid of the gluten and taking in the 90. That's I'd recommend.
That is amazing. Let's go to our Skype line. John is with us in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, doctor. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm someone who had been drinking alcohol to excess every day for about the last 15 years. And about 3 weeks ago, I completely stopped drinking alcohol. And I was wondering, even though I've gone about 3 weeks, I still, in general, don't feel very good. I have low energy. My stomach is kind of bloated, even though I'm not eating all that much. And my skin is kind of itchy. Can you recommend anything I could take to help?
Yes. Well, first of all, how much do you weigh?
170.
Okay. Any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
No.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm asking all that is when you quit alcohol, you're essentially giving up calories. Alcohol is a sugar. It's a liquid form of sugar. And it has its destructive actions on brain and liver and blood vessels. Okay. Inflammatory stuff, which can cause plaque in the arteries and this kind of thing. But when you quit alcohol, that's a good thing because you're getting rid of all the inflammatory stuff. Well, not all of it, but a significant supply of inflammatory things. But you're not giving yourself what you're missing. And so at 170 pounds, I would take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, okay, and a full dose of everything twice a day. I get from our Good Herbs a liquid in a dropper bottle called Liver Support. And I go ahead and get two bottles of that, so you can take a dose at breakfast, dose at dinner time, and just follow the directions on the label. And it's Liver Support from our Good Herbs division. Don't forget the two Healthy Brain and Heart packs, a full dose of everything twice a day. And stay away from the bad stuff, which includes the alcohol, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And you'll very quickly become a new man. When you're tired, of course, if you want something for energy, we have our Java Fit coffee, the premium roast. And we also have a Rebound or sports drink. And I love the Gushing Grape Pollen Burst, which was the energy drink for the Flying Finn track and field team for the Olympics. I think it was like 1970-something, 1972, 74. And they won every track and field event.
A little legal pep, huh, Doc?
Yep, exactly. Legal pep, and it won't set off any alarms if you're on a team and they're going to test your blood or your urine. It doesn't set off any drug alarms because it's all natural.
Where were you when I owned a racehorse years ago? Let's go to our international line. Kyla is with us in Toronto. Hi, Kyla. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, George. Merry Christmas, Doc. Mark.
You too, Kyla.
Thank you.
I have a 12-year-old male short hair, and what I've been doing, I heard you mention something about just maybe a month ago that it wasn't good or something. I give my cat as a treat sardines, wild-caught sardines in spring water, and also I cook him every night to a small piece of wild sockeye salmon. I grease the pan with butter, I put a little bit of water in, I cook it about half done.
No, wait a minute. Does the cat have a problem at this point?
No.
No issues?
No. But I heard Doc Wallach say that fish oils can cause kidney problems in cats.
Ah, all right.
Well,
what about
okay.
that, Doc?
Well, kidney oils can, but sardines are fine, salmon's fine, and of course you should be giving it a good high-quality grade of cat food. Doesn't hurt to throw in the Arthrodex. You know, it's one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight, so if the cat weighs 10 pounds, I just give him a half a scoop on the food. But sardines are good because they contain the bones, the skeletal system of the sardines, and the liver and all the other stuff in there, so you're going to get a lot of nutrition in those sardines. I like them, as you say, packed in water as opposed to being packed in the oils, which do have the trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, all the inflammatory things which are bad. And a little piece of fillet for a cat the size of a tablespoon of salmon has all kinds of good stuff in it, and a high-quality protein and also the omega-3, so nothing wrong there.
Okay, email in from our dear friend Jerry in Elizabethtown, New York. Got a 17-year-old Chihuahua. It's a Dachshund mix. It's got Cushing's and diabetes. What do we do?
Okay. Well, Cushing's disease is kind of a combination of brain and adrenal gland and liver. They can, if it's a male, it can look like a female. If it's a female, it can look like a male, lose its hair, be obese, all kinds of stuff. And so I would go ahead and, again, give that dog, make sure it's getting a dog food with no gluten, grain-free, and it's going to be for toy dogs. It can be designed for toy dogs. But I would also give it a quarter of a scoop of the Arthrodex, and I would also add the EFAs. I go ahead and give one EFA a day, go ahead and puncture the EFA, squirt it in the dog's mouth, let it just absorb it through the oral tissues and swallow some. And then I would also throw in, additionally, for that dog, what we call the HGH, which is the raw materials for the pituitary gland to be happy. And I'd go ahead and give that dog two capsules. That jar is going to last, about 3 or 4 months by doing that, that little dog. And I would go ahead and open up the capsules and dump the powder into the food.
Doc, Jerry also wants to know if it's okay to put raw eggs in a fruit smoothie instead of soft cooking. I don't know about raw eggs. What do you think?
Well, the raw egg whites contain an enzyme called avidin, which destroys biotin, a B vitamin. As long as you're giving it the 90 cents, as long as you're taking or the dog, or yourself, I don't know if it was for yourself or for the dog, but or the cat.
The raw eggs are for her, I guess.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. Be good for her if she's taking the 90 cents of nutrients, because there's biotin in the 90 cents of nutrients that compensates or would be killed in the normal diet by taking raw egg whites.
Let's go to Carrie in Idaho. Welcome to the program, Carrie. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Well, hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm wondering about cancer in pets because the rates are so high, and I was going to adopt a cat from someone that's a sphinx, and he's 4 years old, but he had to have a biopsy today for a small sore on his right front wrist, and the vet said it may be angiosarcoma. It's just a little round spot that looks red on the top, but they were thinking it was that or some kind of blood cancer.
All right, she's breaking up a little bit, Doc, but
yeah,
did you get the gist of that?
Okay. I got the drift. Well, again, I would get a second opinion, preferentially from the university veterinary school. Get a second opinion on that before, you know, you make any decisions. You know, a couple of days won't matter. It certainly needs a biopsy to look at it. And so you need to get that second opinion, let them take a biopsy and see if it is cancer. And sometimes, if it's invaded the lymph nodes and this, that, and the other, you have to make that decision. Do I want to put the cat to sleep or spend the money for treatment, which would include, of course, more antioxidants to support the immune system. But these sorts of things don't work out well in pets if it is cancer. If it's a what would be called a hot spot because of a deficiency, just giving it the Arthrodex, one scoop for 25 pounds of body weight. If the cat weighs 8 pounds, I'd give it a third of a scoop of the Arthrodex, throw in a couple of those EFA capsules, puncture them if you have to, squirt it on the food. But I'd get a second opinion before you decide what you're going to do here.
Doc, we've got Tom back there in L.A. with another text or tweet for you.
Doc, okay. You got to love this next one. This is a text from Laura. I own a llama. Can you ask Doc what I can give him on a daily basis to keep him healthy?
A llama.
Oh, absolutely. I actually owned a llama farm at one time.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they spit at people?
Oh, yeah. That's one of their defenses.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's one of their defenses. They'll spit on you. They go for your face and your eyes. But at any rate, what I would do is get the 40-pound bag of our Bloomin' Minerals. It's like blooming with a G left off, Bloomin' Minerals. And they contain the 78 minerals that you find in our supplements for humans and pets. But it's real economical, a 40-pound bag. It's actually a fertilizer, but also we give it to race horses to make them go faster. You should have known about the Bloomin' Minerals. We actually sell it to New Zealand racehorse consortiums for that reason. And I would go ahead and give that llama if it's an adult male or female llama, it could weigh a couple hundred pounds. And so I would go ahead and give it a half a coffee cup of those granules mixed in its grain and pellet mixture as you're going to give. And it wouldn't hurt to do that, and you're going to get a real benefit. But don't forget, you want to give them llama pellets. You can get those from the grain store or from a large animal veterinarian. The llama pellets are kind of alfalfa with corn and soybeans and vitamins and minerals in it. You want to give that to the llama too.
All right, Jay writes, recently, I noticed a soft lump about the size of a lemon on my dog, a golden retriever, near the top of his left shoulder. He started to limp after that, then got better, but after another bike ride, he started to limp again. The dog is 10 years old, doesn't talk about weight, but what could the... Do you believe in surgery on animals, Doc?
Well, yeah. If it's above the shoulder, between the shoulder and the backbone, the size of an egg or a small orange, it could be a fatty tumor. Something benign, but space occupying, and can certainly cause restricted motion in that shoulder blade or the vertebrae in that area. And sometimes just a local anesthesia and a hole, half inch long, and pull that thing other and sew them up, and it's a done deal because it's not a malignant type of tumor if it's a lipoma. And so it'd be worth that little adventure to take it, to the vet, and it's a very... which I say it's a very economical procedure. Go ahead and have them remove that, and you can just cut it open and see if it's just a bunch of fat, like chicken
mm-hmm.
fat. It's a fatty tumor. It's benign. If it's suspicious, the veterinary school at the university might do a biopsy for you for nothing, just for the training of the students. But certainly it's worth going ahead and doing, you know, just sort of make the dog la-la with a hypnotic drug by injection, and then a local anesthesia, and it's like a two-minute surgery.
Let's go to our wild card line. Paulette is with us in Hollywood, California. Hi, Paulette. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for letting me speak with Dr.
Sure.
Wallach, who I know has it right. Dr. Wallach, I really need your help for my 16-year-old, 7-pound calico cat, Millie, who I've had since she was 7 days old. We're pretty certain she has irritable bowel syndrome, and since the death of her sister in August, she has had constant diarrhea.
Okay.
She does not have parasites. She drinks bottled water. I've upgraded her food, and all my 4 cats are indoor cats.
Okay, let's stop there for a moment. The other cats are not related to this one?
One living. She had another one, and that one.
Stop. Are these other cats living in the household brothers and sisters of this cat, or are they all sort of not related?
One is a sister.
Sister.
Okay. All right. Now, if this is diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, this is due to a gluten problem. So you need to make sure that the cat food you're giving them is grain-free and gluten-free. It's got to say grain-free and gluten-free on it. Everybody in the household's got to be grain-free and gluten-free, so there's no gluten dust from the bread and crackers you're eating on the couches where the cat might sleep or so forth.
Wow, really?
Yeah, also you want to make sure that there's no gluten in the kitty litter boxes, okay, because that'll be, you know, they're scratching the kitty litter over their little Tootsie Rolls after they go to the bathroom. They inhale all that dust and get it all over their skin, and they absorb that gluten and it can cause irritable bowel syndrome. And, of course, it's easy to say to look at the bowel movement under the microscope and see if there's parasites in there, tapeworms and roundworms and things. That's easy to find out. But definitely I would go for the grain-free household, gluten-free household, and go ahead and throw the Arthrodex in for that cat. I'd go ahead and give it that, what did you say, 8 pounds?
Your little one, yeah.
Yeah. A cat, okay. I'd go ahead and give it a half a scoop of the Arthrodex crystals.
16 years old is pretty old for a cat, though, Doc, isn't it?
How old?
16.
Oh, well, cats can live to be 32 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They go a long time.
Wow. That is a long time. That is. Is that one of the oldest cat lives on record, 32?
Yeah. You know, it's not unusual for cats to live in their mid-20s. And so you can expect if that cat's really well taken care of, given supplements, given grain-free, gluten-free cat food, so it's going to absorption efficiency is way up there, and loved a lot, those cats will consistently live into the mid-20s.
That's fantastic. It really is. We're with Doc Wallach, and we've got one more segment to go with you and your phone calls and, of course, your text or tweets. CriticalHealthNews.com. Just keep that website as one of your favorites or bookmark it, CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's a phone number to call where there's an army of people willing to help you and give you information about yourself or now even your pets because they've decided to help out pets. One brilliant idea, by the way, Doc. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter as well. And if you need to send me an email, that's very simple. Just george@coasttocoastam.com. We'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, I'll give out that toll-free number right before Doc is off the air. Let's go back to the phones. Daryl's with us in Sacramento, California. Hi, Daryl. What can we do for you? Daryl, you there?
Yep.
Yep, go ahead, Daryl.
I have this pressure buildup when I walk, I burp, and then I'm okay again for another 10 yards, 20 steps or so. And I wonder what is causing that because it's very painful. It's right there in the upper abdomen.
Okay. Let me ask you, Daryl, do you have a back problem?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there you go. What's happening is the nerves that control your stomach, your esophagus, that sort of stuff, the roots of these spinal nerves are being squeezed as they come out from between your vertebrae and your neck and upper back, and they're causing these problems. And so you want to do a couple of things. Number one, what do you weigh, sir?
190.
190.
190, okay.
Yeah. 390.
Okay, 400 pounds. Okay. Any other issues? Any high blood pressure, diabetes?
No, but I was AFibbing, and then that started.
AFib.
AFib went away, and that started.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What? Afibulation.
Oh, AFib. Okay. Yeah, AFib, there's nothing wrong with your heart. When you have AFib, atrial fibrillation, the heart will flip-flop, and your pulse will race, tachycardia is called. And it's caused by the spinal nerves coming out from between the first four vertebrae in your upper back, T1, 2, 3, and 4. The disc in between those four vertebrae are shrinking. The vertebrae are getting closer together and are smashing the roots of those nerves. Your doctor will want to install a pacemaker, a defibrillator, and they won't work because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. Then they'll say, we have to do an ablation where they're going to kill part of your heart muscle, trying to kill the part that's making your heart go fast. That's not going to work because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. Then they do a retroversion. They electrocute you to death, hoping to reboot the electrical system of your heart. That's not going to work because it's not a heart problem, it's a back problem. And then, of course, they say, well, we got a heart transplant for you, and you've run up now $500,000 worth of heart procedures for a back problem. So this all relates to your back problem. So, how tall are you, sir?
I'm sorry, he's on hold now.
Okay. So let's just assume he's 6 foot tall. Okay. 390, he said, right? 390?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 400 pounds. I deal a lot with people that weight. So what I would do, and I'm going to give the ideal here, and if it's too much, he can cut it in half, but I wouldn't go any farther than that, but I'm going to give the ideal. He needs 4 healthy brain and heart packs per month. 4 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Needs a full dose at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. Okay. That'll be 4 healthy brain and heart packs per month. He's also going to need 3 of the large bottles of glucogel capsules. I'm going to take 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, and 5 at bedtime with a glass of water. And they're going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes. Disc between the vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
Bone makes bone itself. Thicken those discs, push the vertebrae apart, and it'll relieve an enormous number of those symptoms. And then I would also need to take 3 bottles of what we call the glucogel capsules. 3 bottles of glucogel capsules, or he could get the liquid glucogel, be 4 quarts a month. If he goes with a liquid, it'd be an ounce at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. If he goes with the capsules, it'd be 20 a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. And they're designed, again, to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, all that can help push those vertebrae apart, relieve the symptoms. And for the weight loss, I'd get 2 bottles of the Rev. Get 2 bottles of Rev. They're dropper bottles. Put 1 dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under the tongue 30 minutes for each meal, and put a dropper full under the tongue 15 minutes for each meal. It'll take 2 bottles a month to pull that off. And within a couple of days, he's going to start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. I get people who go from 498 pounds, and in 6 months' time, 7 months' time, they're back down to 165 pounds, perfectly normal. We do this thousands of times a month all over the world. We get them to 588 pounds, and we get them down to 200 pounds in 2 years, just on the same program. No exercise, please, because that will make them hungry and eat more and gain more weight. No exercise. All this weight loss is accomplished without exercise. When you are overweight and obese, it's due to a deficiency of nutrients, not eating too much or lack of exercise. And, oh, yeah, got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salt dressing, and cooking oils, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. It's going to maximize the absorption of the nutrients. And he'll begin to lose weight just on a gluten-free diet. It's an amazing thing. And so he can expect to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, depending on how obsessive he is with eliminating all the bad things and supplementing with all the good things.
Let's go to Nancy in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Hi, Nancy. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Hi. Thank you, guys, for what all you do for us. Okay. I have 2 quick questions.
All right.
I have a 4-year-old pit bull female. She's not fixed. Do you recommend having them fixed so they live longer? And then my second question
Is... Okay, let's deal with that.
One at a time.
Yeah. Having her spayed, if this is a female... or yes. The male, having him castrated, those things will not make them live longer, okay? Those sort of procedures will not make them live longer. So if you're looking for length of life, those things don't make them live longer. But it will be convenient for you because when the dog goes through its heat during the spring. All the neighborhood male dogs are going to want to be there, and she's going to be out there looking for a boyfriend and so forth. And it's a little bit messy because it's kind of like a woman having a period. And so having her spayed will eliminate those kinds of things, but it doesn't add years to her life. And a male dog, the same way, when he is castrated, he won't be looking for the girlfriends all the time. He'll be less aggressive, but it's not going to add years to his life. Okay, second question.
Okay, I have a cat. I took it to the vet about 2 weeks ago. It said that it had. They said that he has tested positive for the cat version of AIDS.
Oh, geez.
And
okay.
Then they think he might have the other cat virus too. Mm-hmm. That's deadly. They said that they recommended I put him down. He weighs about six pounds.
Is the cat sick? Is it eating? Is it walking around? Or is it laying around?
It's walking around. It cuddles and sleeps with me every night on my neck. And if I feed him beef tips and mashed potatoes and gravy, he loves it. But he doesn't have a very good appetite anymore. But
here's what I would do. I'm concerned about the gravy because gravy usually has gluten in it. People thicken it with wheat flour, so I'd skip the beef tips and everything. Mm-hmm. But it gives us a clue that, you know, given the right thing, the cat will eat. So I would get a moist canned cat food, okay, made with tuna and other fish and things, and I'd feed that cat that kind of stuff. I would go ahead and give it the Arthrodex from our For Tails Only division. Okay, that's our pet division called For Tails Only. And give it the Arthrodex. It's one scoop, again, for 25 pounds of body weight. So if the cat weighs 8 or 10 pounds, it's a half a scoop. Mix it up with some of the tuna or the canned sardines and also the moist cat food. Okay, and it'll usually have tuna and sardines and other fish in it. I would also give it the EFAs. Go ahead and give it one EFA Plus because it's made from fish oil, so it'll like that fishy taste. And it wouldn't hurt also to support the immune system. Give that cat a teaspoon, what we call a Z-radical once a day. Give it a teaspoon. I would, you know, kind of hold its head and hold its mouth closed, open the lips, and put a teaspoon of the Z-radical, Z like zebra-radical. It has four super juices in it and fucoidin, which supports the immune system, which is the cat's best friend when it has the equivalent of HIV in the cat.
All right, good luck, Nancy. Hope that all works for you. And again, if you need more information, folks, call 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it like that, or 1-855-949-7234. Tom has got a text or tweet back in L.A. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Doc, here's a tweet from Anthony. I was told that Alka-Seltzer will help my bronchitis. Is that true?
Well, Alka-Seltzer can actually help people who are bloating, that sort of stuff.
Heartburn?
Heartburn kind of thing, yeah, because you usually get gas. There's lots of pressure up against the diaphragm, pushing the diaphragm against the heart, and that can cause what we call heartburn. But I would rather go with what we call the ultimate enzymes. It has stomach acid in it, which sterilizes the stomach. Okay, two of those capsules, say 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water. And you want to make your stomach environment acid because it sterilizes the stomach. It's one of the functions of stomach acid, so the yeast and bacteria won't grow in there, because reflux and gas and belching and burping and bloating are caused by the fermentation of sugars and fiber and carbohydrates by yeast and bacteria growing in the stomach when the pH is too high, moving towards neutral, which is 7. You want that pH in your stomach to be 1.2. Also, your enzyme that digests protein, okay, down to amino acids doesn't work in a neutral environment. It works in an alkaline environment. It only works in an acid environment, okay? And then, of course, the cofactors necessary to absorb vitamin B12 don't work in anything but an environment of acid. You've got to have an acid environment, okay, for this cofactor to work to be able to absorb B12. And so you got to get your stomach acid very, very acid, and again, the ultimate enzymes, two minutes before each meal. Also, I'd get the peppermint oil from our Ancient Legacy division, our aromatherapy oil division, Ancient Legacy, and put 5 drops of the peppermint oil in an 8-ounce cup of warm water like you're making peppermint tea. Sip on that throughout the whole meal. That'll get rid of the belching and burping and bloating and that heartburn feeling. And don't forget the 90 essential nutrients. I'd go with one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Stay away from all the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens.
Doc, do they have pet insurance like they have human insurance?
They have life insurance for expensive race horses and racing dogs and show dogs and things. They have life insurance for these very expensive, talented animals.
But not health insurance, not where you go to a vet and they take care of it for you.
Yeah,
so
it's one of those things where we learned over 100 years ago, George, that if we put the 90 essential nutrients in their dog food and cat food, they just don't get sick.
Yeah, that's dramatic, too. J.D.'s with us in Florida. Welcome to the program, J.D.
Good evening, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
I have two dogs. One is a German Shepherd, female, intact, about 60 pounds. She's starting to slow down a little bit and, you know, hip problems.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to think she's got the dysplasia and maybe some arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe more chiropractic adjustments may help.
Well, chiropractic can relieve symptoms. They're not going to fix the problem. And so what I would do, you say the dog weighs 50 pounds?
60.
6-0?
Excuse me?
6-0, 60?
60.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
So what I would do is I would go ahead and get one of the healthy brain and heart pack for that dog. That's going to last 2 months. Give it a half a dose every day and give it a half of a half a dose twice a day. That's a kind of a quarter of a dose twice a day of the healthy brain and heart pack. I would also get the vitamin D3 capsules. I give that dog three of those capsules. That's one bottle a month. I would also get the glucogel so it can have 10 of those capsules. Or if it's easier, you can give it 2 ounces of the liquid glucogel. Be 2 quarts a month to pull that off. And if it is a back problem and hip problems, it all goes away because these are nutritional deficiencies. The dog can have a gluten intolerance, which they tend to have. And so you need to make sure the dog's food is grain-free and gluten-free. It's going to maximize the absorption of the nutrients. And also, the amount of minerals in the dog food is going to depend on the dog food you choose. This is a medium-sized dog, a 50-pound, 60-pound dog. So you're going to want to get dog food that's grain-free and gluten-free that says designed for medium-sized dogs weighing between 50 and 70 pounds, and that way the minerals will be right for that dog. You can throw in the Arthrodex. There would be 2 scoops of the Arthrodex thrown in the food, too. Can't hurt. And then call us every couple of weeks. It'll be a good testimony.
That would
respond very well.
Doc, we've got about a minute left, but let's get Joy from Homer, Alaska in real quick. Go ahead, Joy.
Hello. 2 quick questions. My male dog has elbows that are, one has a bulbous, red kind of squishy soft sack on it. Callus is the word I was looking for. And the one side cleared up, but the other side is not. And then my other dog licks metal. So I'm wondering if she has a deficiency.
Probably has a deficiency. And so both those dogs, I'd give them 1 scoop of the Arthrodex per 25 pounds of body weight. I'd also give them a couple of the EFAs or EFA pluses a day. You can either just throw them in the food and they should eat them. Or otherwise, you can puncture those EFA pluses and squirt them down their throat and rub their throats, and they'll just swallow it down. Let's see here. Also, I would go ahead and get the liquid glucogel and give each one of them 1 ounce a day per 50 pounds of body weight of the liquid glucogel. That deals with the skin, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and dogs with these sort of calluses on the elbows respond very, very well to that. And if they have arthritis, it will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and bone matrix and bone itself.
Doc, once again, I want to thank you for being on the program. Have yourself a great Christmas with you and your family. And let's talk to you next month, okay?
Okay, let's do it, George. Thank you. God bless. And Merry Christmas to you and Tom and everybody's family and all of your listeners, we're going to say. God bless.
Absolutely. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, I'll give you that toll-free number one more time, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234. If you're a pet owner, I hope we gave you some information, some news you could use. Up next, the angelic realm, right here on Coast to Coast AM.